Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Well, swine flu is in the news again, and I thought we should talk about what it is. Can humans catch it? Can humans pass it to each other? What kind of strain is this swine flu, and what can we do to prevent it? Welcome to the Health Buzz Podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Keeney, emergency physician at Mission Hospital Regional Medical Center in Mission Viejo, California, and our topic today is swine flu. You know, just like humans, pigs get the flu. Pigs typically get sick, but usually don't die from swine flu, and a very high rate, about 30 to 50% each year of pigs will catch the swine flu. Very few die from it, though. Pigs are kind of an intermediary between humans and birds. Pigs can get bird flu. They can also get human flu. And when the two are present in the pig's body at the same time, they can resort somewhat within the cells and come up with a whole new virus. And this is why we're concerned and we watch closely when pig flus pop up, because this is the source for potentially new strains of the flu that could be dangerous to humans. The CDC is on alert because of this. They're following closely the cases that have been identified of swine flu both in Mexico and in California and Texas. Currently, there have been 7 cases identified in San Diego and Imperial counties in California, as well as San Antonio, Texas. Even before this little cluster, there's been a slight uptick in cases. The average is 1 case per year in the United States of swine flu. Since December 2005, there have been about 12 human cases identified by the CDC total. Now we're up to about 4 cases a year, and suddenly this year we've got this little cluster of 7 cases, which is about double what we've been seeing. Now here's the concerning part for this particular outbreak, is that of the 7 cases in California and Texas, none have had direct contacts with pigs. So that tells us that this flu is different. This one can be transmitted probably from human to human. So is this some kind of new swine flu? And it does appear that way. The CDC is reporting that the virus is this never seen before mixture of variations typical among birds, pigs, and humans. So there seems to be that resorting that we're keeping an eye out for has occurred. You can't get this from eating pork. It's only passed from saliva or secretions, just like regular influenza. We can treat this. It's susceptible to most of the antiviral medications. We have 4 medications that can treat the flu, and 2 out of those 4 work fine for this particular strain that they've identified this year. The older ones, amantadine and remantadine, there is some resistance to it. It's not the first time we've seen this type of outbreak. Back in 1976 in Fort Dix, New Jersey, there was an outbreak of swine flu among military recruits. And what ended up happening, the U.S. government immediately launched an immunization program. About 40 million people were vaccinated, but this did not turn into a pandemic. It just kind of evaporated and disappeared, went away as quickly as it came. We really don't know much about why or how come this didn't turn into a pandemic. So the bottom line on this, is this something to keep an eye on? Absolutely. I'm very glad the CDC is on top of this. They may end up having to develop a vaccine for this, and we may end up having a large-scale vaccination program if this becomes more of a significant issue. Now, we are at the tail end of the flu season, so I think there's a reasonable chance that this may just fade out. But with 12 deaths in Mexico and with 7 cases in California and Texas, definitely something to keep an eye on. If something develops on this in the near future, we will post something at the Health Buzz Podcast. So keep your eyes and ears out here. And thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. You've been listening to the Health Buzz Podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. Be sure to visit our website at www.jim.md, featuring on-demand podcasts of our entire library of health topics. For comments and questions, please email us at mail@jim.md. Don't forget to sign up for the free podcast feed by clicking on the link in the upper right-hand sidebar of the webpage. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend. It could save their life or potentially their pig.